Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
They dump it down in space, and here we go. Abuka with a lane. Emeka Abuka down the sideline with a blocker. Touchdown, Ohio State.
Fox on the call there. The great Gus Johnson, talking wide receiver today. Earlier, we were in Texas. Now we're going to Columbus, Ohio, where it's a wide receiver factory. Not that Texas is it, by the way, but Ohio State, they churn and burn them first rounders. Let's talk about this year's possible first round pick.
Yeah, Emeka Abuka, Ohio State, 6'1", 202, senior, jersey number 2, 31 and a half arm, 9 5/8 hand. Five-star recruit, top 10 overall, 2021. Honorable mention, all Big Ten, kick return. Played in 11 games, 9 catches, 191, 21.2. 20 kickoff returns for 580 yards, 29.0. 22, second team, all Big Ten. 74 catches, 1,151 yards, 15.6 average. 10 touchdowns, started all 13 games. 1 kickoff return for 25 yards. 11 punt returns for 75 yards, average 6.8, had 11 rushes for 87 yards and 2 touchdowns. 2023, third team All Big Ten, played in 10 games, 9 starts, 41 catches, 515, 12.6 average, 4 touchdowns, seven punt returns, 23 yards. He missed 3 games with an ankle. And then this past season, third team All Big Ten, he was a captain. 81 catches for 1,011 yards, 12.5 per, 10 touchdowns, played in all 16 games, 15 starts, 8 rushes, 33 yards, 1 kickoff return for 16 yards. Strengths, size, he has good concentration, good burst after the catch, good hands, gets the ball up the field after the catch, good line awareness. He's an instinctive player. He can catch in traffic, showed some make and miss. He can adjust to high, low, behind. Good long speed, natural hands, catcher. Catches away from his body. He can track the deep ball very well. Good route runner, good from the slot, and will need some work outside. Good run instincts. Was big-time kickoff return man early in his career. He's smart. He can find holes in zone. Fluid, good athlete. Weaknesses. He can run sharper breaks to separate. He likes to round them. Will need work versus press coverage. Average size frame. Blocking not real consistent, and he plays mostly in the slot. In summary, I said Emeka played a lot in the slot. Does everything well there. Smart, runs good routes, catches well in traffic, excellent concentration, He'll need work on outside routes, especially versus press, but was very productive. And Ohio State and LSU receivers that were slot guys adjust well to the NFL. So he just kind of like plug and, you know, I mean, you just kind of plug these Ohio State LSU slot guys in, you know, and a lot of times is, Bob, he's in the slot because they got other dudes on the outside that are older, you know, and then the young guy gets in the slot. But he's a really good route runner, and he's just going to have to learn and get more reps on the outside. But he's also an outstanding kick returner, so he can help you there. And with the new rules, you know, he becomes that much more valuable. So I think he'll be a good pro, because most Ohio State guys that come out are, and he's a good route runner, and he's smart, and he's instinctive. He's just going to have to learn how to handle press coverage on the outside and running routes on the outside.
Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore's own, ESPN.com, has Emeka Egbuka, number three receiver in this year's class, behind Travis Hunter and Matthew Golden. Mel's mock draft, however, has him going to the Jacksonville Jaguars at 36, second round. And then Nick Baumgartner, who we had on earlier, has him going 20 overall to Denver.
Yeah, quite a variance there. But the thing about it is I think Bob McMillan will go in the T-Mac will go in the first. The Arizona kid who's 6'4". Matthew Golden will go in the first. Luther Burden, all depend. I mean, I thought he's a pretty good player. He's got a shot. You know, and Abuka has got a shot, too. I mean, we may have three or four receivers, maybe five go in the first, depending on what else happens.
So a strong class, basically, is what we're saying. Because it could be
there's
deep,
not,
too.
Well,
I mean, there's,
throw Travis Hunter in there, too, and you got another
right,
one.
No doubt, but who? I mean, he'll be the number one, you know, whatever, cornerback or wide receiver. But does anyone compare to, say, Marvin Harrison Jr., the hubbub he was getting coming out last year? Because he was expected to be a generational level wideout.
I think Marvin Harrison Jr. kind of let us down. Malik Nabers, there's nobody like Malik Nabers. I'll say that.
Okay. And the kid for Jacksonville had a monster year,
too. Oh, he had
a
hell of
too.
A year, too. And he was 20th pick, was he? Yeah. But, yeah, he did. He was very good. I think there'll be some good pros coming out this year. I mean, everybody says, oh, it's not a great receiver draft. I think there'll be some good pros in there, though.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.